Hey, before we bring Ty Karpovich on, fifth caller right now, 410-583-1057. You get two tickets to a future Bowie Bay Sox game. That's courtesy of the Bowie Bay Sox. 410-583-1057. Orioles lose last night 3-2. The lineup just came out. We'll get that to you in a little bit. It is interesting as the Orioles try to end this four-game losing streak. And joining us now to talk about it, he covers the O's for Press Box, the Ravens for BaltimoreSports.com. It's Ty Karpovich. And Karp, thank you as always for joining us. So, four-game losing streak. Kyle Bradish done for the year. We already knew Means and Wells done for the year. How concerned are you?
This is a major concern. It's a glaring problem on the roster. I mean, what team? Listen, Mike Elias put together a really good team. Okay, but then you deal with these injuries. I mean, I don't think any team in the majors can deal with losing three pitches in the rotation. It's too hard to absorb. You know, I don't think the Braves can do it. You know, with Bradish. Means and Wells out, you know. So now they have to make a move. I mean, they're going to have to make a move to trade for a pitcher. I mean, and Mike Ford was talking today, I think, earlier, you know, about the window to win is right now. This team is talented. You get all this young talent. This is supposed to be, they have these generational type players. You got to pull the trigger on the move. The time to win is now. So yeah, this is a major concern. And and Corbin's a guy they probably like to keep in the rotation. And there's Suarez in the bullpen, but that means they have to grab another guy, an arm who could be a flea guy, you know, hopefully. But we'll see what happens. I'm sure Mike Lyons is starting the market because, you know, they need a left-handed starter and a left-handed bullpen arm to take the place of Danny Colon.
Todd, what have you thought of Cade Povich through four starts?
I think he's been solid. I think he's gotten better each time. I think he's made the necessary adjustments. I think he's working with his coaches to correct some of his weaknesses. He pitched really well again last night. I think he's a guy who can give him innings, but again, you know, he's a rookie. You know, they're going to monitor his innings. You know, he may not be able to pitch down the stretch, you know, when he hurts a certain number. They haven't said that yet, but you would think that's the way because you don't want to blow a rookie out. But I've been very impressed with him. I think he can give him a good boost here through the stretch run. But the question is, how much can I give him at the end of the season?
We're talking to Ty Karpovich, Inside Access here on the Fan. Karpa, Orioles, since that outburst on Friday night, they've scored four runs in the last three games. They are statistically one of the better offensive teams in the league. Are you concerned about the offense, or is this just baseball?
I think it's a slide, but a four-game losing streak is a four-game losing streak. It's bad, you know. So yeah, they got to hit the ball. Maybe they haven't. They struggled. They scored. They did a good series with the Yankees. Then they scored up one run on Sunday, one run on Saturday, one run on Sunday, two runs last night. It's not going to get it done. You know, this team's got to score four or five runs. You know, the way the pitching is. Yeah, it's a concern. So hopefully they turn around. That's nice. So he's got Adley Bett and leadoff, which is interesting. So that's a different lineup. Maybe give him a little buzz. He's got a Westbrook batting fifth, which is also interesting. So we'll see if he does this lineup.
Adley's batting leadoff, but he's DHing again tonight, Todd. So I guess like a two-part. Are you surprised that James McCann is catching this much? And does his offensive production, I mean, is that concern you right now? 291 slugging?
I think they just want to give Adley a break, you know. And he had that slide where he hurt his nose, you know, this weekend where he was bloodied. Well, that was against the Yankees. But, yeah, I think they're just trying to give Adley, you know, keep him rested up. You know, I don't know, that lead up there was not a threat to steal a base. So I don't know where that comes in. But, you know, they're going to come around. I don't think they have to worry about the catching. You know, I think there's other areas of the team they need to address. And, you know, mainly, you know, with the outfield. Hayes is in the lineup because he's batting well against lefties recently. You know, he's batting 381 in the past month against left-handers. But he starts against righties, so he's going to line up tonight against lefties. And Hayes, another guy's got a hit.
Well, is this another example, though, of the need for maybe another right-handed bat on the bench? Because hypothetically, you could have Adley behind the bench, behind the plate, and somebody else, a right-handed hitter, DHing. But McCann is probably your last best option with Mateo at second and Mountcastle at first.
Yeah, you know, I think they could. You know, they could use another right-handed bat. You know, and I think, you know, that'd be cheaper than pitching than what they're going to get. But we'll see. We'll see how Mike Elias does. We'll see what's going to happen. This is going to be an interesting trade deadline for the Orioles.
Yeah.
Because they're going to see if they're all in or they're going to try to keep it together the way this team's constructed.
Todd, I think it's fair to say that Heston Kjerstad wanted to make an instant impact, first pitch swinging on those first two at-bats. And how about that 13-pitch battle with Gattis?
Yeah, you know, I think he was a little upset's the word, but the way he didn't get playing time last time he was up. And I think he's determined to show them that he can play at this level. He's a confident guy. You know, I talked to him when he was in the minors. You know, he fully expected to be in the majors, you know, within a couple of years. And yeah, and if the question is, the Orioles call him up and showcasing him for a potential trade, because he'd be a really good chip here for some pitching. But yeah, Kirsten's a guy. Yeah, I can see him. I want to see what he can do. Put him in the lineup, see what he can do here.
Not in the lineup today against the lefty, Todd, but you expect Heston to get consistent run in this at least window, right?
I would think so. Yeah, I think he's shown them that, you know, he can't go back down to the minors. He's going to have nothing to do down there. He's a major league player. So yeah, you think they're going to showcase him? Give him opportunity. See what he can do. Send him to Stowers. You know, got to play him up again. See what these guys. The time is now for these young guys. You know, it's no longer. The clock's ticking. So get these guys up here and see what they can do.
We're talking to Todd Karpovich, Inside Access here on the Fan. Karp, it's that dead period between the end of the off-season workout programs. You had your mandatory minicamp. Rookies report July 13th. Training and get started July 20th. Anything that, are you expecting the Ravens to do anything? Obviously, they've made it pretty clear, at least to me, they want to bring in another safety, but I think they want them on their price. But anything you see them doing before camp?
I think they're going to make a couple moves during camp. I think they're going to watch the waiver wire like you did last year. The Cubs sent a couple guys in August, you know, and he got Van Noy in September. I don't think they're going to, these guys aren't real eager to sign, you know, before camp, you know, to get in there the first week. So they'll let the market settle a little bit. But yeah, I don't think you're going to see anything before camp, maybe a couple minor moves, but I think you're going to see a couple pretty good significant moves once camp gets rolling and once we get into August. Even early September, they're going to bring some guys in. Because, like you said, they need depth at safety. Maybe they bring another veteran wide receiver, you know. They need depth at offensive guard, you know. And maybe look at a pass rusher. Yeah, there's definitely areas where they can improve. And they're going to make some changes before the season starts.
This is the part of the offseason for lists, Todd, and we're about to get into one on the other side. Pro Football Focus ranked all receiving corps. This includes tight ends. Ravens came in at 23rd. How concerned are you about their pass-catching options?
Yeah, I'm right about that today, actually. I saw that list. I think they have a lot of guys who are improving, so I think the list is pretty legitimate. You know, they don't have a 1,000-yard receiver. I think the tight ends, though, with Andrews and Likely, could move that up a little bit because they were included in that list. But yeah, these receivers, you know, they're going to have their naysayers, so they've proven on the field. I think Zay Flowers is poised for a big year. I think he can crack 1,000 yards. This is a huge year for Rashad Bateman, you know, as far as him having a breakout year. And then Devontae Walker, I think, is a guy who has the potential to do some damage. But right now, you know, I think that's a fair ranking until they prove it on the field.
Todd Karpovich covers the Ravens for BaltimoreSports.com, the Orioles for PressBox. Karp, always great, man. We'll chat next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.